Dean and Jack, you'll be interested to hear that the cabin press is dropping down very slowly now. So we think we've got a tiny leak in one of the cabin regulators, one of the demand regulators, and we'll run a check after you get squared away there a little better.
Okay, Joe, we'll be at your beck and call.
I'll only smile at that.
The demand regulators, which Joe Allen was describing to the crew and suggesting that they might be the source of the small oxygen leak into the cabin, are used to control the flow of oxygen from the storage tanks in the lunar module to the cabin. The procedure that we're going to follow here is to let the cabin pressure continue to drop. It's come down from a high of 5.81 pounds per square inch to 5.73. And we're going to let it get down a little closer to 5 pounds and then run some checks to determine which of the two regulators is leaking. The procedure after this is determined would be to simply use the good regulator and turn off the regulator which has the small leak.
Houston Challenger.
Go ahead.
Joe, we're going to air out the suits. We're going to go to suit flow on the commander's ISO valve now.
All righty.
Say again.
That sounds good.
Control. The crew aboard Challenger, Gene Cernan and Jack Schmidt, are running about 2 hours behind in their pre-sleep preparations at this time. And we do expect to give them a full 8 hour rest period, which would mean that we will have a slip in the start of EVA 3. Probably somewhere between an hour and 2 hours. We won't be able to pin that exact start time down until sometime after the crew has gotten to sleep and we see how their sleep period is working out. But again, 1 to 2 hours delay in the start of EVA 3 looks likely at this time.
Joe, I guess you guys are tired of looking at my heartbeat, so I'm going to turn the biomed off as I get out of my suit.
Okay, Jack.
Hey, Joe, this is Gino. How are you evening?
Gino, you're 5-by.
Okay, we're going to get Jack out of the suit. I'll be monitoring.
Roger. From the way the two of you were today, I think you could just about turn him upside down and pour him out.
Yeah. If he fit through that little hole at the end of his wrist.
Joe, the day they can pour me out of anything, they'll call me Slim. Talk to you later.
Okay. Among other things.
Remember those nice white suits?
The clean room will never be the same again.
You'd never believe it.
Challenger, this is Houston.
Good, Houston, Challenger here.
Gino, we're going to start to investigate which of your demand regulators is leaking. And we're going to ask you to put demand reg alpha to cabin now. And as we watch it, please do not make any urine dumps. Over.
Okay, we will not make any urine dumps, and we'll go to cabin now.
Okay, Alpha's in cabin. And we'll be ready for your debriefing here in about 5 minutes.
Okay, Keno, and it's going to be a short one.
This is Apollo Control at 150 hours, 20 minutes. We're looking at a LEN cabin pressure now of between 5.61 and 5.65. And you heard Capcom Joe Allen instruct the crew to turn back on one of the cabin oxygen regulators, which supplies O2 to the cabin from the storage tanks. Reg A is the one that's online right now. We'll watch the cabin pressure and see if it begins to rise again. And if so, we would conclude that regulator A has a small leak. However, if nothing happens, we'll then turn regulator A off and turn regulator B on and watch it to see if the cabin pressure begins to go up with that regulator. The LEM Environmental Systems Officer made one point to Flight Director Gene Kranz, and that is that very, very small amounts of additional gas in the cabin will show up in our telemetry readings. We're talking about tenths to hundredths of a pound per square inch of pressure, and there are a number of possible things at the end of an EVA that could contribute to this kind of a pressure rise, such things as moisture in the suits when the suits are removed, evaporating carbon dioxide, or the temperature rise, small temperature rises in the cabin due to the heat stored in the rocks brought in. All of these things could have contributed to causing the pressure rise that we saw. And it may well turn out that neither of the regulators has any problem. In the event that there is a small leak in one of the two regulators, the lunar module functions perfectly well. The cabin atmosphere would be maintained perfectly well with one regulator. And the procedure would be to simply shut down the regulator that was leaking. It, of course, could be brought back online if needed and would perform its function. And it still appears that we're approximately 2 hours behind in getting the crew ready for their sleep period. We have a clock in the control center counting down to our best estimate at this time as to when the sleep period will begin, and it now shows 2 hours, 36 minutes.
Okay, Houston, we're going down voice backup.
Stand by on that.
And okay, we are ready for your EVA 2 debriefing.
Okay, 17. To begin with, we want you to delete that step going to down voice backup. And I've got a surface block data to read up to you, a few minor changes in your lunar surface checklist, and a couple of very quick questions for the debriefing when you're ready. Over.
Go ahead in the stated order.
Roger, moving right along now to the surface block data. Liftoff times, T33, 152 plus 30 plus 01. T34, 154 plus 28 plus 33. T35, 156 plus 27 plus 05. T36, 158 plus 25 plus 37. T37, 160 plus 24 plus 09er. Over.
Okay, Joe, starting with 33. 152-3001, 154-2833, 156-2705, 158-2537, 160-2409. And what's our present rev?
Rev 32, Jack.
Joe, for pantry purposes, what day is this?
We've checked around the room here, and the consensus is that it's Wednesday morning. Over.
Oh, okay. I really want to know whether it was irradiated ham or frankfurter morning, and I guess we can work that out.
Roger, Gene, apparently the surgeon is happy with either of those days, and we want you to turn to right now to 5-7 in the checklist and perform that one particular step at 150 hours, which will prevent the computer clock from overflowing, and that's the proceed, verb 37, enter, 06, enter, proceed, step. We'll stand by for that. Give us a mark as you start it. Over.
Okay, we're starting, Pro. Proceed. Verb 37, enter. Verb 30. Okay, Joe, you don't want me to go on a verb now? You're not going to give us an update, huh?
No update required. That was just to prevent an overflow. And then I'm ready for the quick changes in the lunar surface checklist when you are.
Okay, Joe, go ahead.